Well, you heard Todd mention many times the millionaire tax, but what if we didn't call it a millionaire tax? What if we called it a multimillionaire tax? Would that make it easier to go down the throats of the GOP and the Senate and the House? Not just for Americans, this tax, by the way, but every multimillionaire in the world. That is the brainchild of Hassan Haykal. He's the CEO of EFG Hermes. That's one of the leading investment banks in the Middle East and North Africa. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the plan that you outlined in the Financial Times, and you're calling it the Tahrir Square tax. Explain how it works.
The way it works is I'm suggesting a one-time-off wealth tax on any individual that has got a wealth in excess of $10 million U.S. That will not affect 99.99% of world population. This is not being an anti-capitalist. I'm an investment banker. I'm an ex-Goldman, so this is as capitalist as it gets. However, what has happened in the last decade is that the rich did not pay taxes relative to their income in any way similar to the middle-income earners. To explain this, the effective tax rate as a percentage on the multimillionaire is less than that percentage-wise applied on the middle-income earner. And I'm even shocked that we're even still discussing and debating whether the rich should pay a percentage that is equal or less than that being paid by the middle-income earners. Secondly, you've got a process today of relatively higher inflation, low interest rate environment. That effectively means that the middle-income earners are paying the brunt of this crisis, and that's completely unfair. And more austerity measures by governments will lead to social unrest.
Well, let me ask you something. You're saying the rich, but I assume this includes you. You would have to pay this tax.
Absolutely.
And why would you do that? I mean, we just heard Todd Zwillich explain that the Republicans in the United States, at least, want to extend Bush tax cuts, which for the most part benefit the wealthy, but don't feel like a tax cut for middle-income earners is stimulative. So how do you overcome that argument?
I think the argument there is, if you tax the super rich or the one that I describe as, above 10 million U.S., you're not affecting in any way consumption downward. You are reducing the government debt to GDP in the U.S. by at least 20%, in Europe to below 50%. So suddenly all of this public debt crisis disappears. And suddenly you have a government that have healthier balance sheets with the ability to reinvest the money in infrastructure, in research and development, in energizing the labor market.
Well, let me ask you, we're speaking with Hassan Haykal. He's the CEO of EFG Hermes, an investment bank in the Middle East and North Africa. All this money, what happens when multimillionaires pay this tax? All this money goes to the government of their citizenship, and then through corruption or mismanagement, it goes astray.
Fair enough. But as far as Europe and the U.S., I think that salvages the issue. If you're talking about, places in Africa and elsewhere, that's absolutely correct. But I think today we're addressing mostly a U.S. audience and a European audience.
Do you think this is actually something that could happen? I mean, it seems like kind of a pie-in-the-sky idea to me. Could it really happen?
I'll tell you, the young people on the 24th of Jan in Tahrir Square, when they decided to go on a demonstration the following day, they had no idea that they were about to change not only region but the world. And I think if we can ignite the discussion about a wealth tax on the rich that does not affect 99.9% of the population, to get this to push for some sort of the morality of bringing people together, I think that is a good cause.
Hassan Haykal says he's ready to pay the tax. CEO of EFG Hermes, one of the leading investment banks in the Middle East and North Africa region. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, if you're one of these people that would be willing to pay this tax, maybe you're among the multimillionaire variety, let us know. He's proposing a 10 to 20% tax on every multimillionaire in the world.